B-Pod Studios.
Video games.
Yes, you can!
Comic books.
Nothing is impossible.
Sci-fi.
Just
anime.
Do it!
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
What are you waiting for?
This is Nerd Radio.
Make your dreams come true!
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts, on the B-Pod Studios Network, and of course, all over your social media at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean. I am joined, as usual, by Al Beck. That's all you got for me this week? And James.
Like a caveman.
Meow.
That's about it, yeah.
Meow.
Feral. I'm feral.
Yeah.
Now, to kick things off, I want to let you guys listening at home know that normally, even if it doesn't sound like it, we come in here with a plan. I've got news stories to throw at
Chuck
these guys.
Usually has a plan.
I got stuff that, I drive here in the morning and I'm like, okay, we're going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I throw stuff at you and see what you react to.
Yeah.
This particular week, I have no plan.
Oh, good.
So
right out of the gate here, the people are going, wait, that bull crap is planned?
That's planned, yeah. It's planned and it sounds that bad? Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's playing on the car right in, so it's just like all great podcasters.
Right.
Well, we got to cut the mic in a half hour. Let's come up with some crap to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So, what are you guys up to?
Well, that concludes this week's episode of Nerd Radio. Thanks, everyone, for downloading.
Dudes, my PS4 is hooked up.
Hey!
I know!
What's wrong with that? I bought the VR.
Yeah?
Dude, PlayStation knows how to get you, because I did not realize how much of a monetary investment the virtual reality was going to be, because I just found out I had to buy wands to play a certain game.
Right.
Brand new, $100, or I could buy used ones for $30 apiece. And, of course, you need two, according to the game store guy.
Is that the ones with the little ball on the front?
Because I've
got a couple of those. Those are
like
fun.
I can't tell if it's a vibrator or if it's a toy used to play a video game.
Right, exactly.
Know?
Have you ordered that yet? Are you getting where are you at with the wands?
I have the wands.
You do have the wands.
Yes,
okay.
And I have the Rick and Morty game, I have the Batman game, and I have the free game that I downloaded, and I have Doom, but I'm too scared to play Doom.
Yeah?
I'm too scared to play Doom because I played the sample.
I'm too scared
download.
To play Doom, like, regular.
Typically, I'm terrified. I was terrified to play it. The only reason why I actually was able to have some success playing Doom regularly on the Xbox was because I did it during a live Twitch stream. So I'm like, well, I can't bitch out now. Like, I have an audience of four watching me.
You boot it up
in, you know?
An audience of four.
Yeah.
You boot it up in 30 seconds, and you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. But, like, putting on that VR headset and everything, the one thing I will say as a complaint, it's hard to focus. They tell you if you wear glasses, keep your glasses on. That's really uncomfortable.
Mm. Right.
And my eyesight's not that bad. So even if I put it on without glasses, I should be able to see fairly well. But it's real hard to get a real crisp, like, focus on, like, text and fonts and stuff.
Right.
But once you're involved in the world and you get immersed in the atmosphere, you don't really notice any of the fuzziness. And that messes with your brain so badly.
Oh, it does.
Like, I forget. Every single time I forget that I'm upstairs in my house.
Yeah.
There's a couch behind me. In case I lose my balance, I'll fall back and I'll land on that. But every time I put it on, I forget that I'm at my house in the suburb of Detroit. I feel like I'm actually in this magical world, whatever this VR robo world that they put me in.
It immerses you for sure.
Oh my
God. You tried the PlayStation VR? No, you've done VR.
I have not.
You tried PlayStation.
I have not.
You haven't.
No, just some friends of mine, longtime Nerd Radio listeners will remember episodes before you were part of the show, James, a friend of mine.
BJC?
Yeah, exactly. BJC.
BJC.
But I
Nerd
was
Radio BJC.
Oh,
some friends of mine had a computer VR headset, and that was like the three games that I got to play. I was going to ask you. I don't know if they're available on the PlayStation, but one of them was Robo Recall, and it's kind of a shooter game with a whole bunch of robots in it. But it's got it's got some good jump scares right in the beginning.
Okay, no, I have not played. The only thing that I've played is like the free download. It involves like a robot rescue. Like you have to save some robots or whatever. It's very Mario-esque.
Okay.
So you got like, you're in this VR world, but you're controlling this robot guy to save all these other robots. And then there's another like download add-on to that. Maybe it's called like VR Toy Box or something like that.
Yeah.
But there's another download you can add on to that. And it's just me by myself. Like my girlfriend's never around when I'm playing games. It's
right.
Usually time to, for
That's
me to
almost
just,
half the fun is to watch somebody in a VR headset.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because once the first time I get it all set up, she got home from work, and I'm like, you got to try this.
Yeah.
Like, it is way better than I imagined it was going to be.
Right.
And put it on, and you see her, like, not even looking at me, but still trying to do stuff in the game. Like, she's moving around, and I'm just standing there like,
you look like,
ooh, you look so stupid. So I can only imagine what I look like, because I got a big smile on my face during some of these moments, because all of a sudden, you're, like, looking around, and you're like, oh, man. But there's, like, a toy box game where there's, like, these evil toys or these evil blocks that are coming at you.
Okay.
And you just have, like, this machine gun that shoots balls.
Okay.
So you're...
It's like the gun from American Gladiators.
Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah. Oh, there's some nostalgia right there.
So you just got these, like, these block monsters coming at you. You're just blowing them away with these balls. And then all of a sudden, once they get too close to you or they attack you, and they all fall on you, you actually feel like you're, like, stuff's falling on you, but then nothing actually hits you.
Like, the only thing that vibrates is the controller, right? The headset doesn't vibrate, but at the same time, just the 3D effect of this thing coming at you makes you duck.
Yeah, and then the sound, the way they have the sounds put in there, like, so you pop those earbuds in, no big deal. Like, I played games with my earbuds in, no big deal. But they nail it! I swear, like, I'm trying to rescue these robots. You hear these robots whimpering, help, help, help me. Then you save them. You still hear somebody, help, help, help me. But you realize it's, like, way up above me. Like, it sounds like it's coming from above you and, like, farther away. And it's just crazy how they nail that stuff. Like, the surround sound, and they totally immerse you into these environments. If I play Doom, I gotta do it with a diaper on.
Because this demon is gonna scare the crap out of you.
I actually feel like I'm going to be going into hell.
Right.
I'm gonna be going into hell, and whatever, I don't know if Satan's the head monster in Doom or whatever, the Mars-esque alien demon is gonna make me his bitch. Like, I feel like I'm never gonna escape.
You gotta take it into the Geek Squad and explain how you shorted it by crying into it too much.
Yeah. So what happened here? I'm like, well, guys, is this confidential? Is this kind of like a doctor, patient, lawyer, client confidentiality? You know, do we have that? Because when I spend my time at the big box store, I talk to the Geek Squad.
For what the Geek Squad gets paid, I think part of the job joy should be being able to share with everyone. Yeah, so this guy came in the other day like, somehow got frozen peas in his laptop, like inside the keyboard. It was like, I don't know how you do that, but I had to take him out, and that was awful.
Yeah, well, the Geek Squad guys that I know from my short stay at that company showed me nudes and stuff they'd find on people's computers.
Oh, yeah. They've seen much
so they got,
worse.
They got the loose lips there.
Yeah. I got to tell you, so this past Friday, James and I basically had this very conversation.
About the VR.
About the VR. It just sort of came up. Like, we were, you know, after the show, we were
doing our
production.
Well, he's obviously very excited about it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and as you know, the VR thing's been on my mind for a while, but it's like...
You just want to play Star Trek?
I do. I so badly
really
want to
play that Star Trek VR
So James and I had this conversation, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to buy a goddamn VR now. You know, like, and he was like, come on over, like, try mine out.
Yeah, just get the Star Trek game and play it over at James' house.
Drug dealer. Well, I've already got the Star Trek game. And then that same night, I was talking to Chuck from the morning show, and he goes, you know.
The funny Chuck.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people.
He goes, you know, I think you can play Red Dead Redemption 2 with the VR set in first person mode. So my VR is showing up in the mail today.
Is it really? That's awesome. Oh, man. I feel like I'm a VR pusher.
Yeah.
Just as passionately as James just described and gave his review just now was the same, almost identically, the conversation that we had, except I was like, tell me more, James.
Right.
You know, I felt like I was a 900 gamer number or something that I just dialed, and it was all real exciting.
That's funny.
And I was like, you know, I'll go over to James. Like, I know we've got the event this weekend. He's got a wedding and stuff to go through. So, like, maybe the next weekend I'll go over and I'm going to try this thing or whatever. And then when Chuck told me, he was like, I've heard that you can play Red Dead Redemption. On Saturday, I started up my PlayStation and I started playing. I was playing Red Dead Redemption for about 4 seconds, and then I went and ordered
because you're like, man,
a VR headset.
How crazy would it be to be a cowboy right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You can be a real life
and
virtual cowboy.
I ordered it. I knew I would be getting it Wednesday, which, as we are recording this, it is currently Wednesday afternoon. Yeah.
You're checking your status to see if it's been delivored yet.
It'll text me. I'll get a text.
Get a text notification.
And then so, like, I order and I know, all right, just a matter of, like, you know, at that point, 4 days or whatever it is until I've got my VR headset and I'm sitting there playing Red Dead Redemption. Like, God, I feel like such a. Just bumming it over here. I'm slumming it without my headset. So I'm dying to play Star Trek with the VR headset.
I'm sure.
And I thought this would be cool. I picked up an Ace Combat VR.
Yes, I saw that at the game store.
I can't wait for next week when you both tell me about how you threw up playing the VR game.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah.
Because I know when I played it, within 10 to 15 minutes, I had to take the headset off and get a glass of water and just sit down for five minutes.
Oh, did you get like motion sickness and stuff? Yeah, I haven't had that, but I've almost fallen like 3 or 4 times.
You definitely need to make sure you have a bunch of space.
The smart thing to have done, and we all know if you listen to the show, that's not always my MO to do the smart thing. The intelligent thing to have done would have been go over to James's house and try his headset.
Yes.
Because, like you mentioned, your eyesight, not being that bad.
Yeah.
My eyesight is not that bad either, but my eye problem is a unique one, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to actually really see this thing or not.
Right.
So,
I think we've talked about this before. You have a problem with 3D movies, don't you?
I don't like them at all.
You just don't like them?
Yeah.
I don't remember if that was because of whatever your problem with your vision is.
The last time I watched one, I don't know if it's connected or not, but it's going to be real interesting if I spend all this money and go, oh, man.
I guess you're going into the game store. Hey, guys, how much for a trade-in?
Yep. Right, that'd be
$50. Well, that's very reasonable for a brand new VR set.
I'll tell you, James, the same thing I told Al when I got to play it. The game that I wanted the most after I got done is called Beat Saber.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of Star Wars and Rock Band.
Yeah.
This game comes in and these blocks come in and you just got to hit them with your lightsaber and it's a blast.
That looks cool. Yeah, the dude at the game store was trying to sell me on that one. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take Batman and Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
What Batman game is it? The Arkham Knights? Is it a VR version
of that? It's just some Batman VR. I honestly have no idea.
You haven't played it yet?
No.
Okay.
No,
because I'll be curious about that.
Yeah, I want to give it a whirl.
I wonder if it responds better if you do Batman voice.
I hope so.
It would be. Do it anyway. And speaking of you finally setting up your PlayStation 4, you admitted something to me when you finally set it up.
Yeah. All this time I've had Al's PSN handle on a sticky note on the box. And I always tell Al, I feel like the universe is out to get me. Like, just the smallest little, inconveniences always happen to me. So I've had this sticky note on this box since Black Friday. Brought it upstairs, finally get it set up. I remember taking the sticky note and having it on the box, taking everything out of the PS4 box, setting it up. Oh, I'm finally ready to add a friend. Let me go add a friend. Okay, where's that sticky note?
Oh, no.
To this day, I don't know where the sticky note is. It's gone. It's gone.
Well,
I'm telling you, something took it.
Isn't the PlayStation one of those systems you can connect your Facebook to, and then it'll tell you which Facebook friends are connected to your...
I don't connect my Facebook to anything.
What the hell? What the F?
That's funny. No. I do, but the Facebook that I have connected is, work-related, so it's, everybody and their mother that I've never met before.
Sure.
Because they popped up, you have 4,000 friends on Facebook. I know I have that many friends on Facebook. Goes, no, they're not going to be my friend on the PSN network.
But he told me, and I laughed, and I was just like, let me guess, your gamer tag is this, right? He goes, yeah. I was like, I'll add you.
Yeah, but I got to get yours before the end of the show, too, so I can add you.
Sure.
I got to download that. Was it Don't Bite Me, Bro?
Don't Bite Me, Bro?
Yeah.
Is that kind of like
Minecraft
zombie game
thing? Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the stuff I said I needed to do. And the one game I actually set out to buy, I forgot what it was called. Like an indie game, indie game that you can download to play. It's like a side-scroller RPG.
Is it a VR game?
No, it's a regular...
Oh, just a regular side-scroller?
Yeah, it reminds me of a more modern version of Contra.
Was it discussed on this show?
No, it's just something that I saw, I found a video...
I was going to say Ghoul knows.
Ghoul knows, yeah. He's a long-time listener. He's got an encyclopedia.
He pays attention listening to the show better than we do making the show, so he would know.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, I'll tell you guys what. Let's take a drink. Let's cool down. And we'll come back with some more Nerd Radio. We do have, last week we recorded with Kenny. He was all psyched about the Anthem game that's on the PS4 and the Xbox One. So we're going to play that for you later on this episode. But when we come back, there's been some bad news about Anthem, and we'll talk about that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tom Savage. Listen to Nerd Radio on Rip 2.
Nerd!
Welcome back. It's more Nerd Radio on your podcast page. The
B-Pod Studios. Let's not edit this. Let's keep it in.
Man, what a day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we came out of the last break. James was real excited about his VR and about it getting his PlayStation 4 hooked up. And one of the games that we're going to talk about later that as of last week you should be very excited about checking out is Anthem from BioWare Games.
To real quick go back to the VR, just for a quick second, I mentioned that my headset is showing up in the mail today.
Yeah.
I've been dog-sitting for my uncle and stuff, and I got to stay at his house until basically bedtime, so I won't have time to set it up.
Oh, you bring you bring everything over to the uncle's house and you set that bad boy
up. That was what I was. That's what I was going to ask. Are you just going to like haul everything?
Go home. My desire to play the game is colliding with my laziness at that point.
It's either that or you're taking the dog to your apartment or whatever.
Fido, you're coming with me. But yeah, no, I probably won't get a chance to get to it until tomorrow or even the weekend.
I feel your pain. I'm just dying. I got a lot of things on the agenda today.
Was it?
But I will have some time to play today, and I can't wait.
It was setting it up very involved, or was it a pretty quick setup?
It was not too bad. Like, you have to unhook a lot of the stuff you already have hooked up, and then connect it to something else, and then connect it back into your TV. But it wasn't terribly hard.
All right.
Just make sure you have some space. Like, I kind of have it in a tight spot, so I have issues with the controller coming out of sync with the visor, so I got to keep pausing and doing that because I don't exactly fit where I need to fit for the camera to pick me up.
Right, you need a semi-large room
to
set it up for.
Yeah, well, it'll be in my living room, but I'm going to move my glass top coffee table.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
To do that. Yeah, I'm going to go put that in the kitchen.
I still have to like move a bunch of furniture when I play Rock Band. I got to set up the drums. Got to have enough room to rock out and set up
In the podcast studio, I need room for activities.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Actually need room for Rock Band activities. Okay, so Anthem, game put out by BioWare. Like I said, we'll talk to Kenny earlier. He is super psyched about this game. It's essentially Mass Effect with an Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay, yeah.
Very fun stuff. I played the demo when they had one of their weekends where you could check it out, and it was fun. It didn't hook me because it definitely feels a little bit more, I don't want to say like a battle royal game, but somewhat like those games where, there's more to it than just Iron Man suit in a Mass Effect world. However, in this last week, people have already been complaining. It's been out for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. People are already complaining that the game feels kind of unfinished. Like, they definitely need to patch it because there's parts of it that are kind of
buggy.
Yeah. The in-game store to, buy loot box kind of stuff is not great. And the biggest thing that I read over the weekend is that Anthem is now breaking people's PS4s and Xboxes.
What?
Oh, no.
It's bricking these systems because there's a line of code that is causing your system to just outright crash.
Holy crap.
While you're playing. To just like you'll be playing and then it'll turn the system off as if you just like unplugged it. And that with modern gaming, with everything hard drive based and everything like that, that could cause your system to go into, where it doesn't have
that's
the boot up
sequence.
That's
a very serious flaw.
Yeah.
It is. Apparently, Sony is offering full refunds to anybody who bought Anthem on their digital store right now. EA and BioWare are working very hard to patch the game as quickly as possible, so that people can safely go back to playing the game.
This is the second time I missed an opportunity to get a free video game.
First was Fallout 76. I could have complained and got my money back on that.
Yeah.
I could have bought Anthem. Got my money back
and
now.
Got your money back on that.
You crashed my brand new PS4, Anthem.
So,
took 8 months to set up.
So you may want to hold off on Mass Effect in an Iron Man suit until they get this all worked out.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't rushing out anyway, but I may not at all now.
Yeah, well, that's the problem that they run into. And this is not really, to kind of divert the conversation, this isn't the first time a game's come out and felt like it wasn't finished, right? Like, I think everyone in this room has probably experienced that.
Oh,
You played Fallout 76.
Fallout 76, I gave it up. But you know why? Because it wouldn't work.
Right.
Oh, I had to stop playing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we talked about that.
Unless they have the VR available for that, then I'll go in and play again.
But going back to Red Dead, we talked about it when they kept pushing back that release date. We're like, that sucks. I really want to play this game, but if it's not ready, take your time.
I'd really like it to be a full game when I get it.
Be ready. Now, when I found out that one of the things holding him up was the horse testicles growing and contracting, I was like, all right, well, that's a bit.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I could have played the game without that. It's cool and it's a thing, but I really don't need it to be a part to enjoy the game. Although, with the VR headset, you can really get in there and check
really
them.
Stare at horse testicles?
Yeah. Could you imagine working for Rockstar Games? You had to put out like a company-wide memo. Right. Hey, guys, got to push back the release date due to the horse testicle issue. Yeah, right. You know?
These horse balls are not getting big enough.
I'll tell you what, now that I've put some serious time into it, too, I could do without my horse just crapping randomly. Because the camera is almost always behind that horse.
Yeah.
And every now and again, like, it'll be trotting up, and I'll come up against somebody, or either somebody will be shooting at me, or I'll come up to some lady that I'm going to help on a quest, something like that. And just before I get off the horse, he starts crapping. Yep. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's an interesting touch. Aesthetically, but it's really not necessary.
Yeah, why do the game designers or programmers or whatever have to go for so much realism?
Yeah, but the point is, if it's not ready, take your time.
Yeah.
Like put it out when it's ready. I same thing to bands, you know?
Sure.
If you're recording an album or something, and you get this obviously more on like a local band level, or sometimes you push it out before it's ready. Take your time. If you guys spend a little more money, a little more time, make it sound right. Make sure it feels right before you put it out. Because then once it's out, it's out.
Considering my band just put our album out 2 weeks ago and you were the first one to buy it, I'm feeling real called out right now.
No!
Uh-oh.
No, we've had that conversation because you feel the same way, actually.
I do.
And there were a few times where you got your hands in the production aspect of your album because of that exact reason.
Because like, I was like, ooh, I don't, yeah, this is not good.
Yeah, because you, there was one mix that was like a total mess that you thought, and you had so there's a lot of bands that would have just put that out because it was done and they didn't want to spend more time and money on it. Where, you know, so
the problem with getting your hands in the mixing when it comes to music too is that I now know where all the problems still are, even though the thing is out in the world.
Well, yeah,
I can listen to it on, you know, on
that's all you hear,
and all I hear is the stuff I should have fixed.
I hear
you. James and I cut promo clips for the morning show, and sometimes you listen to ones that you did a year ago and be like, oh man,
that was garbage.
Yeah, I could have done
what
that
was
better.
I thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's never occurred to me too that like that must happen in every art form whatsoever that there is. Like me and you are big comic book fans.
Yeah.
I'm sure even some of our favorite comics, the writer, the artist look at it and be like, oof.
Yeah.
They can see the problems, whereas we don't.
Not just comic books, but comics certainly involved in this, but like some of the most collectible items ever are flawed items.
That's true.
You know,
Absolutely.
You know, if you were the artist that screwed up, you know, like it harps on you.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that they walk away from that being like, that thing I did was collectible. It's collectible because you screwed up.
Yeah.
How insulting. You don't admire it. It's not a collectible item because of how magnificent it is. How much attention to detail I paid.
Yeah.
It's because, it looks like there's a poop stain on the pant leg of that action figure.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's worth $1 million.
Yeah.
Not because of how great I am. It's because of somebody messed up in the paint job and it looks like, you know, Ash crapped his pants.
Right.
Exactly. Now,
I don't know why I referenced Ash. For some reason, Evil Dead popped in my mind.
Yeah, well.
Oh, it's Ash Wednesday. That's why.
Somebody posted
a meme of Wednesday Adams.
With the Ash stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the artist that's behind the ultra collectible Bat Dong, now that guy's got something to be proud of.
He does.
The comic?
Yeah.
You still haven't let me borrow that, Al.
I'm
sick of peep of that, peeper.
So the previews came out for May. And there will be a hardcover of Batman Damned.
Is it going to be censored? Or?
I would imagine. I don't know. We'll have to wait until May, I'm sure, to find out. Because I haven't heard about it.
I don't even
know. Yeah, right?
It's going to be a hardcover.
It's going to be a hardcover to I'm not going to finish that joke.
Yeah, well. I don't even know if I got the third issue of that.
No, it's not out. It comes out in May.
So the third issue.
Third issue comes out, and then like 2 weeks later, the hardcover comes out.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, as somebody that, you know, works at a comic store, we hate that.
Yeah.
There's so many people that are like, so the trade paperback comes out like next week? I'm not going to buy the last issue. That costs sales. It's proven.
Yeah. That comic was all right. I mean, I like Brian Azzarello.
He's real hit or miss with me.
He is hit or miss. I typically like him. That particular story, the Batman Damned, is like, whatever. It's okay. Honestly, if it wasn't all collectible because of the stupid dick, I probably wouldn't have collected the other two, but now it's super collectible because of the artwork and then the fact that they censored it and all that stuff. So now I'm like, well, to make it even more collectible, you have to have the whole set.
Yeah,
you
got to get them all.
You got to have all, and it's only three. So,
yeah, for sure.
You know, I have issue one and two, but
it upsets me a little bit that I don't like Azulero's writing on everything because he wrote my favorite run of Hellblazer.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like he wrote the John Constantine, him and Garth Ennis wrote John Constantine the way I like him.
Yeah.
So when he writes something else, I'm like, oh, it's Brian Azulero. And then I get two issues and I'm like, yeah, this ain't doing anything for me either. Like we talked, I think last week we talked about Bendis doing Superman.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I read Action Comics this week because it came out last week, and that was the last straw. I was like, no, I have like 14 issues of Bendis Superman here, and I don't like it, so I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm pulling the plug on a bunch of stuff. I have been, so.
Right.
You know.
Speaking of Hellblazer, though, there's a rumor going around that DC's Legends of Tomorrow is probably going to be ending this season.
Oh, is it?
And to replace it, Matt Ryan will reprise John Constantine for a second season of Hellblazer.
Really?
Yeah.
They already brought him back. So
right.
He was popping up on
the
Legends
of Tomorrow. Yeah, or Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, and I thought Legends was, it got to a point where that was my favorite of the series of right. the shows, but I pulled the plug on all of the CW. Were you watching any of those, James? The Flash, Arrow, any of that?
Yeah, that was my first exposure to the version of the Flash that I enjoyed.
Yeah,
but then after two or three seasons, I was kind of eh. I guess this week's episode though, I kind of want to check it out. This week's episode was Gorilla Grodd versus King Shark.
Okay,
and that's just a CGI battle in the making.
Okay,
like I want to see how that turned out.
I really liked it. I thought because I used to my approach to the Marvel and DC. Marvel was killing it with the movies, but their shows kind of sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And DC could not get a movie right, but their shows were good. I thought the CW shows were pretty good. But it was when it was just Arrow and then Arrow and Flash. I was like, yeah, I can deal with that. But then it was just it's not.
Then
good
there was
enough.
A show on every night.
Yeah, and it wasn't good. The quality wasn't enough to justify all that time. So I ended up bailing on all of it. So I haven't seen any Arrow, any Flash, any of it this year.
You know what I just thought of, too, speaking of TV, over the weekend. Okay, so you know how Facebook will give you an ad for something and you've never even liked anything about it?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? Okay,
it's listening to you.
Right, exactly. So that happened, but it actually worked out because I'm scrolling through Facebook and it shows me a trailer for the second season of The Tick on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't realize that the first season had even come out, and I have Amazon Prime. I think I'll watch an episode or two of The Tick. I'm halfway through season one, and it's real good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like The Tick obviously was a cartoon in the 90s Fox Kids.
Patrick Warburton played
The Tick.
He did
one season of live-action Tick, I think on ABC or something like that, and I watched that, and that was kind of fun. The Tick is definitely, it's a parody character, so it's more humor than, you know, it's not supposed to be serious or something like that. But this particular season of The Tick on Amazon Prime is like half funny but half serious. Like the guy who plays the Tick in this season is I can't remember the actor's name, but he plays their roommate in Shaun of the Dead. Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. They've got the really tall guy that's mean to Nick Frost and ends up getting zombified. Like he's the Tick in this
crazy
particular.
He plays the Tick, huh?
Yeah, in this particular. And I wouldn't, having seen him in other stuff, I wouldn't picture him in a comedy role.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture him as even playing the Tick. Like I can only, it's the easiest way I could picture it is Patrick Warburton. I think he nailed it. Like,
right. But no,
he's so good at it.
He's doing a really cool job of it. And there's
I guess I kind of see it now.
There's a lot of the absurdity that you would expect from a version of the Tick. Like there's a guy called Overkill that is definitely like a Batman analog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a danger boat
instead
of a Batmobile. And the danger boat AI is kind of like Jarvis, except it's real snotty.
Oh, awesome.
Like when the Tick and Arthur meet the danger boat, he's like, he doesn't own me. We live
Arthur's
together.
Arthur's like a moth guy, right?
He is.
He's like a little sidekick.
Right. Okay. And the thing that's really fun in the first episode, the guy who played Rorschach in Watchmen was also in the first season of Preacher. He plays the lead villain. He's just called the Terror. And he's real funny.
Still trying to figure out how to say that. I looked up the other guy on IMDb, and it's Peter Serafinowicz.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I think so.
But the thing
about this guy, right?
That's the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy.
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He was one of the Nova Corps in the first Guardians movie.
Wow, you know your random actors.
I hear a voice or I see a face and immediately I'm like, I know that guy. Why do I know that guy? And it bugs me until I figure it out.
That's crazy that you just placed him in all those different things. I'm like, but no one from Shaun of the Dead. And that's about it.
But the thing that really drew me in the first episode is that it is implied heavily, at least for the first couple episodes, that only Arthur can see the Tick, and Arthur may in fact be insane. It may like almost,
that would be funny.
Almost
that'd
like
be
a Fight Club
twist.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where like every time like the tick shows up and he talks to him, and then somebody will walk up and be like, "Who are you talking to?" And he'll look and the tick is gone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he really is the tick.
Right. But then the tick like,
it's like that Wilford show.
Right. The tick will also like, you know, take down a bunch of supervillains, and like Arthur couldn't have possibly done that. He doesn't have superpowers.
Until they show you the last episode and it goes back and it shows him doing all the stuff the tick did, like in Fight Club.
Right. So I'm interested to see. There's serious implications in a very funny show. The show it by no means is not hilarious all the way through, even when truly tragic things happen. There's some really funny, like I said, the guy who plays the Terror is like completely funny.
Yeah.
There's a scene where you find out that Arthur actually witnessed the Terror killing like the big superhero team when he was a child, which he also, the Terror crashes his, the team's jet on top of Arthur's dad, which is truly tragic. But then he comes out and Arthur, little kid Arthur, he's eating ice cream on the side of the road, and he's just terrified of this supervillain just murdered his dad and his favorite superheroes. And the guy walks up, he's like, "Oh, vanilla, huh?" And he just takes it away from him and eats it in front of him.
That's awesome.
Like a jerk, and then laughs at him and then walks away.
That's an awesome way just to establish him as the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Like, oh, man, that's so villainous.
If you got Amazon
and
Prime.
He even steals the ice cream, and you have to laugh. You laugh, but it's so evil at the same time.
If you got Amazon
James
Prime, it's worth checking out.
Amazon Prime now just to watch this.
It's worth checking out, because, like I said, I didn't even know it was like. So Facebook actually recommended a thing that worked.
I'm going to fire up a BitTorrent program.
Right.
I'd be like, the tick.
It's funny.
All right, fellas, I think it's about time to get to Kenny and have him talk up what is great about Anthem, now that we've told you that you definitely want to
not download it.
Take a moment before you jump in.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap up this week.
Yeah, we'll see if he has to offer a rebuttal the next week. Like, yeah, remember all that good stuff I said? It blew up my system.
It blew up my PlayStation 4.
He's
and like,
a broken man. He comes in like... Like a war, so like a soldier coming home from war.
Right, exactly. Missing a leg.
Yep. Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Got my PS4 and my Xbox.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Roger me, Wilco me, anything. Hello, hello, Earth.
And now, back to the nerds.
Welcome back. It's Nerd Radio all over wherever you get your podcasts on the BPod Studio Networks. And, of course, all over social media at Nerd Radio 101. Chuck Bean sitting with James and our good buddy Kenny.
What's up?
Video game correspondent, kind of our first-person shooter battle royale correspondent to a degree. And what's that? But you've been wanting to come in for a couple of weeks now because you've got a couple of games that you were like, dude, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start, my friend?
Anthem.
Yeah. So Anthem came out, what, like last week?
Yep.
And that's, I played the demo for, I think, like half an hour. And I was like, it's all right.
Oh, I've been loving it ever since it came out. I've been having withdrawals like I am right now.
That's the BioWare game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is BioWare's way of saying sorry about Mass Effect Andromeda.
All right.
Because did not get a lot of good views, as well as Anthem is not getting that many good views, but I don't see why.
What's the premise for people who have no idea what we're talking
about? Because I have no idea. I've heard it's like Destiny.
Yeah.
And then I've heard it's nothing like Destiny.
It's... has that Destiny feel, like upgrading your guy and stuff too, as well as your weapons, your suit. You get a bunch of different suits. You get, they're all called javelins.
Yeah, they're almost like Iron Man suits because you can like jet around the environment in them.
Sweet.
And a lot of them are like got different powers. Like you got one that's a storm, which would be like anything else, like your mange in any other RPG type game.
Like throwing lightning.
Yeah, throwing lightning, special powers, magical stuff almost. And then you got one that's called the Ranger, which is like your pretty much badass Iron Man, top of the line guy. Heavy duty is called Colossus. You know, so if you need to call in the big guns, hopefully you got somebody on your team that's the big guy.
And you can play it in teams.
Yeah.
Online.
You can play it in teams.
Much
you can
like
play
Destiny.
It by yourself, you know.
So it's not solely squad-based?
No.
Okay. Like Apex Legends or whatever, where it's all.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not like a battle royale. This is like okay.
Just like, you know, a online kind of campaign as well. So whatever missions you do, you got people that, you know, there's other people that are doing the same thing you're about to be doing.
So it borrows quite a bit from Destiny.
Yeah.
From the sounds of it.
Yeah. Also, like, I think it's got the little Borderlands feel, too, in it when you're, you know, shooting your enemies. You got the experience points coming up after.
Oh, okay.
Taking, or the damage points, you know, coming up.
Right.
The last javelin is called the Interceptor, which is your go-to flash. Run in, run out. You know, it's got the top melee attacks, you know.
Right.
Really cool.
And when you're playing with people online, you essentially kind of want to have everybody with a different,
yeah,
you know,
kind
suit,
of, but
a different Iron Man suit.
Some people are the same. See, I'm the Ranger, so I like the Iron Man feel. He's got wrist cannons, you know,
right,
and all that fun stuff. I had something that was like a pulse. I had to charge it up and shoot it, but it took a lot of damage out of the enemies.
Now, with this being a BioWare game, does it have a lot of, like, NPCs to talk to and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of people to talk to, just, you know, get information and stuff like that. Ones that are doing side missions as well. It's a little bit of everything, you know, with the people you talk to in there.
Are you confined to the one planet you start on, or is it
much
like Mass Effect, you can go to other planets
and
do stuff?
No, it's just this one place, and you got a fort that's where your civilization is.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like the last resort where this big war happened, and everybody, this is like the last place everybody can go and survive.
Right.
And
I know the demo did a really good job of, like, we were talking earlier about me and Al are really getting into Red Dead Redemption, and that game is really slow to teach you how to play it.
Yeah.
And kind of open up, whereas the demo was real good about, like, here you go. Here's your, you know, I keep calling it your Iron Man suit, but here's your suit,
mm-hmm,
and here's a thing you got to go, and here's the three NPCs to do it, which was kind of cool, because even playing the Destiny demo when I first got my PS4, was kind of like, what am I doing?
Right.
Where am I supposed to go next?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of fun, especially just doing free play where you can do a lot of the side missions or the story missions and just fly around.
Yeah.
You can fly around and just pick up all these consumables, you know, that can help you craft special weapons for your suit, you know, special abilities, components that help your armor and, you know, as well as your health and everything.
So this came out, like, what, Thursday or Friday last week?
Thursday.
So you've been playing it for roughly 4 or 5 days or something like that.
Yeah, I couldn't play it through the weekend. I had a busy weekend, but
right,
finally when I was able to sit down, I was just like, I was loving it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's definitely, at least in the early stages here, it's giving you. Is there anything you can see that you don't like about it yet?
Not yet. Not so much yet. When I first got to play it on release date, I got so far, I played the demo, and they got Titans. Big old monsters, they call titans. They have two weaknesses. They got their chest that open up and their back that opens up.
Okay.
Are these like big boss enemies, or are these like titans, like Titanfall, like a mech?
No, just like a big monster that they call titans, you know.
I like that.
You know,
I like
something
the sounds
like that.
Of that.
Yeah, that sounds kind of, and that absolutely sounds like it lends itself to, like, much in Borderlands, there were a couple of giant monsters. It's like,
yeah,
you are not beating this on your own.
Oh, no.
I actually took
one down on my own yesterday.
Look at that.
But it was a pain in the butt.
Ranger Kenny taking down the Titan.
It was a pain in the butt, and I got, you know, one Ron from the promo team. He was playing. I'm like screaming. I'm like, I got a Titan. Help me. I don't know what to do. He's like, just hit the weakness point. I was like, I figured that much out, but how can I take him out quicker than this?
Right.
But there was no other way for me being by myself. But, I mean, after a while, I finally did. I'd say maybe after a half hour, I was able to finally take him out with all my special abilities and everything.
Well, that's cool. What was some of you've been playing Apex Legends as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought they...
All right, well, thanks for coming in.
Okay, Chuck. Yes, I've played Apex.
Yes, I've heard of that game, and I have played it.
What are your thoughts on what you've played of Apex Legends?
Because I like it.
I've talked to James about it
a little bit.
Yeah,
me and
James,
we actually played a game, and then I had to dip out halfway through.
I wouldn't say we played a game. We started a match, and then you had to bail. You had some real-life responsibilities to
jerk.
Take care of. Left me and some stranger hanging.
Pops called. I had to go.
Well, hey, we ended up placing second place, though, without Kenny's help.
Even without Kenny's help.
Thank God the other guy knew what he was doing, because I didn't know what I was
doing.
Yeah,
that's how I feel all the time. I'm constantly following somebody else. Like, you tell me where we're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Apex, yeah, I'm digging it. It's got the little Titanfall feel. I think it should give a little bit more parkour into it, like Titanfall.
Really?
I believe so, like climbing up the walls, you know?
I'm sliding down hills and stuff like that, and I'm like, this is goofy.
But, I mean, it's the only thing I have is the team base. Like, I got nobody else to play with, you know, nobody else is on.
Well, yeah, but it matches you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you got two people that are just like, oh, we're going on our own. Screw that guy.
Well, then you got to kind of follow around, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why I'll tend to follow other people. Like, every time they give me the opportunity to figure out where we're going to land, mm-hmm. I pass.
Jump Master. Oh, me too.
I pass. I don't, look, I'm not, I don't need that responsibility.
Dude, there's so much anxiety. I'm the jump master? Why am I the master?
Right.
No, you do it. I don't know where to jump. I just want to land on a ship.
Yeah, I feel like if I pick the wrong place, then they're going to blame me for like just like, starting on the wrong foot.
This noob brought us over here.
This is a hot zone. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And then there's some people who are like, you just drop on the ship. There's like a ship. There's ships
that
fly by.
There's a ship that are flying
land
by.
Land on the ship, grab a gun, grab some ammo, and then jump off.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody's like saying to do. And
the supply ship.
For me. Yeah. I get some fairly decent weapons like right off the bat, but then I just don't know what to do with them.
That's the other thing that makes me feel like a noob every time I play Apex Legends is that everybody else finds guns before I do. Because I'm following them.
Yep.
Like, eventually they have to drop one of their crappy guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's been me in PUBG lately.
Give me that pistol.
Well, what I've learned, once you can kind of see exactly where you're landing and see what all's around,
right.
You hold the X button or whatever it is on the PS4 and just... You can go away from the group. But just don't go too far.
Right.
Like, go far enough to where you can get your own crap. And then run back up.
And then
and
run
find
back
them.
To where everybody is.
Or you get killed, and then they hopefully will take your banner so they can regenerate you.
I really like that aspect
of it. Me
too.
Because it's finally a battle royale game where once you're dead, you're not completely out until the whole squad's out.
It's worth sticking around because they might bring you back.
Yeah, it's actually, I'd probably spectate more on Apex Legends than any other battle royale game that's out.
Whereas in the other ones, in like Fortnite and PUBG and stuff like that, like you can spectate, and the idea of like any first-person shooter is that, well, maybe if I'm spectating, I'll learn something from some dude that's way better than me.
Yep.
But or whatever team you're with.
Right, but this is the game where it's like, okay, I can learn something, but at the same time, I might get to come back.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing that I really enjoy about the game. I also like they have that the in-game communication with the... I don't know what
that is cool. Yeah, where you can say thank you.
Yeah,
you can say, hey, there's a thing over here.
And thank people. Oh, yeah, like tagging stuff, is. Yeah,
so. And that's really cool.
It helps when you don't have a mic, because that's the one thing that drives me nuts with all the other Battle Royals, is if you're on a squad... Nobody can communicate. Nobody wants to talk to you. I'm like...
Or they're in a party with themselves.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. I do. I have a headset, and I never use it on my PlayStation, and I have had a couple of games of Apex Legends where the guys in the other is like, hey, do you not have a headset?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's over there. I don't want to get up and plug it in because I'm lazy.
So it's probably me. It's probably me. I'm like, hey, you have a mic? You have a mic? Anybody? There's three of us here. You guys have a mic? My dog's looking at me like I'm stupid.
Dog's like, I don't know what a mic is.
The dog's
Why
like,
do you keep asking if I have a mic?
There's no mics.
I did hear, though, that they are working on doing single and duo.
For Apex Legends?
For Apex, yep. Oh,
that's cool. That's probably for all the badass players who are like, I don't need a squad.
I'll stick with squads.
I'll win the game by myself. And me, I'm like, I need like four more squad members.
Yeah, can we just have two teams?
Yeah. Can we just have a wall of people that will just walk in front of me to take all the bullets? And,
right.
Then I'll just get the victory.
That's the game James wants. Well, thanks for coming in, Kenny.
Yeah.
Pulling you away from Anthem, right?
Yeah.
Anthem was a company. I think it was a wrestling company, and that's why I can't, in my head, I'm
it's
like,
also
Anthem.
A Less Than Jake album. Every time I hear Anthem, I'm thinking Less Than Jake. I don't know why.
I do have one add-on. Division 2 Open Beta starts March 1st through the 4th.
And you're super pumped for that, too?
Oh, yeah.
You played the first one?
I played the private beta. It was really good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this game to come out.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
Hey, we're out!
I must have this now. I'm so stupid.
There's some impulse control problem for you there.
Look at me. Come on. Impulse control. Yes, absolutely. My entire life.
Come on.
Remind me to introduce you to pizza one day. Jesus.
Come on.
Me and pizza are good friends.
Oh, my God.
Coming from the man who eats hard-boiled eggs and yogurt for breakfast.
Because of my impulse control problem.
You got some discipline. I'm saying you got some discipline.
Now I do, and I hate myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
He's not happy
about it sucks
when
you try to clean up
there.
That mess you make.
Yeah.
Thanks for that intake. That's real good stuff. I just got to DMX the one thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.